Hey everyone, welcome to Creep Your Heart Out. I'm Monica.
And I'm Nick.
And this is a weekly podcast where we talk about all things wild, wicked, and weird. It's hot as balls today. Mm-hmm. It's the first Sunday in June, and it's like 95 degrees out. Mm-hmm. And we can't run a fan in here. Nick's not wearing a shirt.
Nope. I'm sure our Australian listeners we mentioned last time are probably laughing at us, like, what a bunch of wimps.
Yeah, well, it's also winter over there for them right now. Mm-hmm. It's probably like our December over there, like heading into winter, right?
I don't know. I don't think it gets that cold there.
Well, their winter months are our summer months.
Yeah.
And then vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they probably are like, yeah, you're being a bitch. But we can't, like, you know, run an AC or anything while we record because it's too fucking loud. For those of you who don't know, Nick and I live in New Hampshire, and it's only favorable about 20 days of the year because it's either super fucking hot where you can't do anything and you just have to sit inside in the AC, or it's too cold or rainy to do anything at all, or snowing.
Yep.
Yeah. So it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like high 90s and humid.
Yeah. It's disgusting and sweaty. So it's going to get hot up in here. So yeah. So are you curious about today's topic?
I am. You seem very excited about it.
Yeah, I am excited about it. I actually changed topics 3 times this week. Oh. So I started researching something last week, and then I thought of something else, and I started researching that. And then last night, while I was in the middle of researching the second case that I had chosen for this week, I stumbled upon something else, and I was like, okay, now I'm going to change it up again. So I stayed up late last night. I got up early this morning, and I finished it. And it's actually kind of a cool one. So I'm sure we all have had instances where we're home alone, especially at night.
Yep.
And you hear something go bump and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And most of us just, I mean, for me, I always assume, I guess, maybe someone's trying to kill me. So I just hide in bed.
Assume the worst.
I always assume the worst. But I mean, your mom lives in like a big old house. You grew up in a big old house. Did you ever have times where you heard something in the middle of the night or thought you saw something?
Yeah, it was an old, I grew up in an old colonial.
It's literally pre-independence, right?
What's up?
Her house is pre-independence, built pre-independence.
Pre-Revolutionary War.
Okay.
So it's like 1730s or something. And it's like way out in the woods, middle of nowhere. And it's just a really, really, really old house. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, but being the skeptic I am, you know, things creak and move, but every now and then, yeah, you'd hear something and like your first thought is, I'm in this weird old house.
Well, like, it also kind of depends on the noise too, because if you hear like maybe a little rustling or something, or maybe like, I don't know, a bump, like you guys had dogs. So you can assume, oh, maybe it was a dog, or maybe it's like a squirrel in the ceiling or like something like that. But I don't know. What if you heard like footsteps above you, or like a knocking sound or something like that? Would that freak you out?
Yeah, I would hear things like that sometimes.
And, like knocking and stuff?
I've heard footsteps before, and it was real creepy.
Like when no one's home, or?
I was real little, so I don't know if my memory served me correctly, but I swear to God, I heard footsteps up to my door and footsteps walk away. And then my mom, I had mentioned it to my mom the next day. She's like, no, I didn't go upstairs until like 11 o'clock, and at like 9 o'clock I had heard it or something like that. It was some weird kind of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I had a very overactive imagination as a boy.
Well, so. I mean, most kids do, I think. Like, I had an imaginary friend when I lived in my old house, and we moved when I was 5. And I used to, when we lived in the house, I used to talk to it. Her name was Dee Dee. And I specifically have a memory of sitting on the bottom of the stairs, and like, and the stairs to go upstairs to the bedrooms face the front door. And I have a specific memory of like sitting on the stairs facing the door talking to her. And my mom coming out and being like, who are you talking to? And I was like, I'm talking to Dee Dee. I also used to sleepwalk a lot in that house too, which was weird. And then when we moved to my new house when I was 5, I never sleptwalk, and I never talked to Dee Dee ever again.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Some people, I heard like some people who are believers in ghosts and spirits and stuff, I've heard people claim that children are like vessels for them because they're like unfucked with.
Yeah, basically, they're very innocent.
Like, they're innocent, they're pure, they don't have those like stressors you develop as an adult and and like pre-puberty where you're like worried about other things and their hormones are raging. There's some people believe in that stuff. They think that when you're like little, like 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, you're like an antenna or something
to like another. Because it's world. Like you're old enough to know what's going on. Like, you can talk and you're consciously aware of what's going on. Like, most of us have memories from when we're that little, but I feel like you're also innocent enough to not just write shit off. Like, when you hear a noise or you see something, I mean, there's probably stuff that you see in your everyday life that, like, you, it doesn't even register in your memory.
Yeah.
Because it was just like a sudden thing. Like, maybe it was like a sudden movement out of the corner of your eye or like something like that, but you don't register it as an adult. But as a kid, like, you know, maybe it focuses your attention more.
Yeah. And so, I'd say so too,
you know, yeah, weird stuff like that. So actually that has a little bit to do with what we're talking about today. We actually have not one, not two, but three today. And they're all kind of similar. They're all basically the same similar kind of story. But in it, the people that are in it, it's kind of funny because when things happen, they're so quick to write it off and be like, oh, that must be nothing. That must be nothing. And when you hear the stories, you're gonna kind of be like, how could you not think that something was happening? Like, how could you just ignore that? But most of us, like, you know, a lot of us live in an apartment or something like that. And when you hear noises, you just don't think anything of it, you know? So, you know, you write it off a lot of the times. But these stories, these people wrote it off, and it was... they shouldn't have wrote it off. They should have trusted their instincts, but they didn't.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. But when it's happening in the moment, you're just like, oh, whatever. That's probably just an animal or something like that. You know what I mean? So the first one we're going to be talking about today. This story takes place almost 25 years ago. I couldn't find the exact date, but I think it's like in the late 90s, like 97, something like that. Amber Dawn was 20 years old when she moved into a one-bedroom apartment in the small town of Enumclaw, Washington. She had the whole top floor apartment to herself. She had a kitchen, living room, dining room, bedroom, and bathroom all to herself, or so she believed. On the very first night she occupied the apartment, while lying in bed, Amber began to hear very clear footsteps in the attic above her, because remember, she's on the top floor. She knew the attic was there because there was a small door in the ceiling of her bedroom, which she could see from her bed. So it was like one of those trap door things.
Doors.
Yeah, those are creepy, right? There's one in my dad's house, and it was like in the hallway outside of my bedroom growing up, and I always thought it was creepy. I lived in that house for 20 years, and I never went in the attic.
Yeah.
I was too creeped out. So Amber, she heard some sounds upstairs, but she brushed it off that evening, assuming it was her imagination, and fell asleep. The next day, Amber contacted her landlord and asked if anyone could possibly be up walking around in the space above her apartment. Her landlord told her no, and that it was probably just squirrels or a raccoon or something, so she just shrugged it off for a while. Until one day, she started noticing something strange was happening. Amber realized that things like cans of soda and soup started to go missing here and there.
Ew, I think I know where this is going, and I don't like it.
She was a meticulous person and kept a fairly clean home and knew what she brought in and out of the apartment, such as groceries. She suspected at first that maybe her brother was the culprit. She had moved to Enumclaw to be closer to her brother and sister-in-law, who lived just three blocks away. She had given her brother a spare key and assumed that maybe he had been letting himself into her apartment when she wasn't home and helping himself to whatever was in her kitchen. However, when she confronted her brother, she found that he had not been in her apartment at all. At the time, Amber was working several jobs to support herself and was rarely home. She began to second-guess herself about the missing food and drinks and thought maybe she was just so busy with work that she didn't recall the correct number of food items in her kitchen. She chalked it up to nothing more than forgetfulness. Ignoring these events, Amber began to settle into her new apartment with her two cats. One day, she brought home a new puppy, a 10-week-old German Shepherd mix. She would keep the puppy in the bathroom with the door closed whenever she was at work, and in between jobs, she would come home and walk the dog. One night while at work, Amber got a call from her landlord saying her bathroom had flooded and she needed to come home right away. The downstairs neighbor had been complaining that they were getting rained on by the floor above, which sounds familiar because that was happening to us recently. Our bathroom ceiling collapsed because the people upstairs ran their toilet and then moved out of the house, and it flooded and flooded our bathroom and the ceiling collapsed. But that's a story for another day.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty.
That was really shitty. So when Amber arrived home and went into the bathroom, she found the floor was flooded and her puppy was in the sink.
Oh, God.
The puppy was too small to have jumped or climbed into the sink by herself. and though the floor was completely flooded, the puppy was dry. Amber asked the landlord if they had put the dog in there, but the landlord said they hadn't gone into the bathroom before Amber came home in case the dog wasn't friendly.
It was a puppy, though.
But they didn't know.
Oh.
They didn't know how big or how small the dog was. They didn't want to go in there in case the dog was like a big dog or something like that. They didn't know. So
did they know she had a dog, period?
I mean, they must have. Okay. But they had saw that it was flooding. They went up to her apartment and then heard that there was a dog inside the bathroom and then called her at work and was like, hey, you have to come home and, you know, take care of the dog so we can like fix the plumbing or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So yet again, Amber convinced herself that it was nothing to worry about. Over the next few months, nothing really of note happened in the apartment. Until one day, about 6 months after moving into her new place, Amber got sick and called out of work for the day. It was the first time she had deviated from her regular routine, because she's always out of the house. So around 7 o'clock that night, Amber was sitting on the couch watching TV when she heard a loud bump from within the bedroom. She again chalked this up to nothing, as she had two cats and a dog that made noises all the time. Around 11 o'clock, she got up from the couch, shut the lights off, and went to take a bath. Amber was soaking in the bathtub, relaxing, when she opened her eyes and looked over at her bedroom. From where she was, she could see the bedroom ceiling and the door to the attic. It was open.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like that.
Mm-mm. The footsteps above her, the missing food, the dog in the sink. That's when Amber realized there had been someone living in the house with her for the past 6 months.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Knew it.
Calmly, Amber got out of the bathtub and put on her robe. She knew the only place in the house where someone could have been hiding was her bedroom closet. To exit the room, she had to walk past the closet doors. She was scared, but she quietly passed the doors and entered the next room. She didn't want to alarm the intruder by yelling or running out the front door in case it made them angry. They'd been living with her for the past 6 months, so hurting her was obviously not their motive, but she didn't want to like alarm them and freak them out and have them like jump out and hurt her or something like that, you know? So instead, she armed herself with a hammer she found in a drawer and called her sister-in-law from the landline, telling her someone's in the house. Her sister-in-law told her to get out of the house and wait for her. Amber, with her hammer in one hand and puppy in the other, left the apartment and walked downstairs to wait.
Just left the cats.
That was my thought too, literally, because
just the cats are just like,
I know. I got this most of this story from this podcast that had interviewed her. It's called Criminal Podcast and it's really good, but they had actually sat down with her and interviewed her. So I heard the story firsthand from Amber and she's like, yeah, I grabbed the hammer, you know, like claw hammer out, like ready to like dig this into someone's face if they attacked me. And I had that in one hand and my puppy in the other. And I marched downstairs to wait for my sister-in-law. And I was like, you just left your cats?
Well, yeah. I mean, my cats don't give a shit. So
I know, I guess so. Yeah. But anyway, she walked downstairs to wait.
Also, if I'm assuming that maybe when the sink was flooding, the intruder put the puppy in the sink.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So
definitely.
Did he do it to save it in case, I don't know. Like, I mean,
I don't know. It's very odd. I kind of feel like because she was working like three jobs, like this guy was, or whoever, it could have been a woman, but this person was in her house and probably knew that she was out all day. So whenever she would probably leave like early in the morning, she was working like three jobs.
Yeah.
And she was leaving early in the morning, coming home late at night every single day.
Yeah, just hanging out with the dogs and
yeah, cats. So as soon as she left, he probably came out from wherever he was hiding and just like hung around her house all day. And the dog probably like got to know him, which is probably why it never barked.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he knew she was coming home, he'd go hide again and then just chill while she was doing her thing.
Yeah.
But that's still really creepy.
Yeah. It's gross.
So she walked out of the apartment with her hammer and her dog, went down the stairs and waited for her sister-in-law. The intruder did not follow her. Her sister-in-law arrived within minutes, and they went to Amber's brother's house to phone the police. Police searched the apartment. In the attic, they found bits of food, a sleeping bag, and a book, but no one hiding there. Amber moved out the next day. Police were never able to track down the person that she had unknowingly been sharing her home with, and to this day, the intruder has never been identified.
I wonder if he was squatting there and then she moved in. He was just like, oh, I was here first. You know?
Well, it could have been several things. So I had heard her, she kind of said, you know, I don't know how we would have gotten in there because, you know, I always lock my doors and all this stuff. But she's like, there was a window that I'd leave open for the cats that would go in and out. You know, the cats would come in and out through this window or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she also said she could have left out like a spare key and he could have like made a copy of it somehow or whatever.
Yeah.
Or she could have been living in there before she moved in and maybe he was squatting in the attic. And then when she moved in and then realized that, you know, she had all these jobs and she was just working all the time that he could kind of like freely roam around the house. And then he was kind of like stealing her food and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And she was kind of saying too, like she wanted to find out who this man was or she assumes it's a man. Again, it could have been a woman, but she wanted to find out who this person was. Hmm. And she's like, I was curious because I truly didn't think this person wanted to hurt me because they would have had a million opportunities to hurt me. Like they, yeah. You know, the trap door for the attic or whatever you want to call it was right in my bedroom where I slept every single night. Like they could have come down and killed me like whenever they wanted to or times where I was in the shower or like, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. But like this person obviously like didn't fuck with the animals, like didn't fuck with anything. He was just kind of stealing bits of food and then hiding away.
It reminds me so much of one of my favorite horror movies, Housebound.
Oh, I haven't seen that in years.
Oh my God, so good.
I kind of, what's the plot of that? I kind of forget.
The girl's under house arrest. Mm-hmm. And then there's a kind of this mystery she's kind of unfolding with this property that she's living on with these kind mm-hmm. of like, I think they're almost like foster parents. They might be her parents. I don't remember, mm-hmm. but, there is a really creepy thing with, people living in houses that you don't know that they're there.
Does it have something to do with people living in the walls?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have seen that. It's been a very long time.
Unsettling. Because yeah. I feel like, I don't know if you're going to get into this, because like with this show, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what Monica's going to tell me. Mm. But I remember hearing years about a guy living in like a basement and like a crawl space for like ever. And then they yeah. didn't find out until years later. Is this going to be covered?
Well, you'll see. Because okay. there was lots of cases. I even saw one from Japan about a guy who had found a woman living in his attic for like 25 years or something crazy like that. Like I just kind of picked out... I read through a bunch of them and I picked out three that I thought were really, really good. All right. So our next story takes us back to 2009. This one's really fucking creepy and there's a video to go along with it, which I'll show you.
Ooh, okay.
And when I watched the video, I was like, I think I was watching it late last night and I watched the first like 30 seconds of it. And I was like, nope, I'm going to watch that in the morning. That's too fucking freaky. I can't watch that right now. So this one's nasty. So... Joe Cummings was living in a Manhattan apartment with his girlfriend. One day, he started noticing food was going missing that he knew he wasn't eating. So again, with the food.
Mm-hmm.
When he confronted his girlfriend about it, she denied it. Joe decided to set up a video camera in his kitchen to catch his girlfriend in the act. This is something I would totally do with you. Like if you were drinking like all my like good beers or something like that, or like you were like eating my like I bought myself a treat or something and I like went to go eat it and it was gone and you were like, I didn't eat it. I would totally fucking do this. Yeah, I would totally fucking do this.
I would never lie though, because I'd be like, did you drink my good beers? I'd be like, yep.
Or you like came home and like you were already drinking and like drank one by mistake and you just drank the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I like nice beers. Okay, don't drink my nice beers. I buy the sour ones because I know you don't like them.
I hate sour beers.
But I know if you were desperate enough, you would drink one.
desperate enough, yeah.
If you really just needed a cold one, right. I know you would drink one. So he sets up this video camera in the kitchen to try to catch his girlfriend who's apparently eating all his good food. So indeed, someone was taking the extra food, but it wasn't his girlfriend. This footage is all on YouTube, so you guys can look this up. I've never done the show notes thing before, but I will try to link this in the show notes because you guys need to look this, like you guys need to see this. Or I think if you look up the footage, it's just on YouTube. You can just look at like man finds woman hiding in cupboard or something like that, right? And I'm going to show you this after because this is really fucked up. So basically in the video, it shows Joe's darkened kitchen with the camera positioned to show most of the kitchen, including the refrigerator, sink, and pantry. The footage shows a woman descending from a large storage/loft space in the kitchen down onto the kitchen table and then the floor.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like some grudge shit. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah, that's what I was just literally
and it's all in that like... grainy, like almost greenish black and white like video.
Ugh.
And you just see her and she has this like matted black hair and she just, there. You can see in the corner of the video, it's like this hole that's like a storage space that's like above, I guess, like where their stove is or something, but it goes like way far back. And like he like shuts the lights off and like goes to bed, and then it fast forwards like 2 hours, and then you just see her start to like slither out of it. It's fucking...
Was she like a tweaker or something?
I don't know. I have no idea. So yeah, she descends out of this fucking creepy ass hole onto the table and then onto the floor. She first goes over to the kitchen sink and pees in it.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Then she raids the fridge, drinking directly out of a carton, then hits the pantry for some snacks. All loaded up with snacks, the woman heads over to the couch, sits down, and starts watching TV. This woman's got some balls.
Yeah. So they were in bed, though.
They were in bed. This is like the middle of the night. At one point, while the woman is raiding what looks like a candy dish, she hears Joe get out of bed and start walking into the kitchen. She runs out of sight and hides. Joe can be seen grabbing himself a drink from the fridge, but doesn't seem to notice anything out of order. Joe heads back to bed, and a short time later, the woman emerges again, raiding the pantry and the fridge one last time before heading back to her hiding place, in the loft. As soon as Joe saw the footage, he immediately left the apartment and phoned the police. The police came and arrested the woman. Joe says he has no idea how the woman would have gotten in there. The only way would have been if she'd climbed up the fire escape and let herself in through the window. Police told Joe she'd probably been hiding in there for at least a few weeks.
Damn. So was she like mentally ill or something? Or?
I have no idea. I didn't find that information.
Like, because I thought
she was probably just a squatter. Like, she just got in there somehow. Yeah, and but then...
even squatters, like, you know, it's like, that's so risky.
I want to know where she was pooping.
Probably in the sink.
I mean, I feel like they'd notice that. She was taking a big dump in the sink.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like, I don't know, like, you gotta have some sort of mental thing going on with that. I mean, that's just so...
I mean, that's ballsy as shit. And you have to
stay,
like,
sit perfectly still for hours on end while the people are home.
And when you see, too, this video, like,
it's like... you can't cough or fart or sneeze or burp or anything. You have to be, like, perfectly, like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure they're not in the house all the time, but, you know. Yeah. You know, they probably get up and just go to work or, like, whatever. You know, they're not there all day. But, I mean, and then when they're home, they probably got, like, the TV on or, like, something like that. There's probably noises going on, and then... and then they go to bed, you know? So they obviously didn't hear her for fucking weeks.
Yeah.
You know, which is like so crazy to me. It's like, I don't know. Nobody would ever be able to pull that kind of shit here because we are like all over the place. Like we're,
yeah,
sometimes go to bed earlier, sometimes go to bed later. You know what I mean? It's just insane. That's the trick. You got to not have a schedule.
Right.
Yeah. You got to, you know, not let people feel like they can...
Don't work the 9 to 5.
Yeah. Just work some weird schedule where you come home sometimes at 3, sometimes at 5. Sometimes you don't go to work at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get weird days off, you know? Then you can't have weird people living in your kitchen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she'd been hiding there for several weeks, and they have no idea how she got there or exactly how long she'd been there, or I still really want to know where she was shitting.
Yeah, I want to know that, too.
I really want to know.
Right to the toilet. And maybe when she wasn't around, she was just like, I mean, assuming she doesn't have a home of her own, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's so weird, right? Oh, it's so creepy. I kind of want to show you the video real quick. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. So he sets up the video camera.
Yeah. Setting it up. Cute little kitchen.
I mean, yeah, they live in Manhattan.
I'm sure it's...
their apartment's probably like 250 square feet.
And it's probably like...
$3,000 a month.
$4,000 or $5,000, yeah.
They live on like the top floor of their building and stuff too.
But they can get Korean barbecue at 3 a.m, so of course.
That is true.
All right, 2 hours later, the guy set up his camera. It's just 2 hours later. Apartment, it looks quiet. It's like, oh God. Oh, there's a lady crawling out the
she looks like the Grudge space. Lady, right?
She does.
Isn't it creepy? She has that matted hair.
I haven't seen her hair yet. She's still climbing down.
She's like a snake.
I mean, I know New York rent's expensive, but Jesus. If you got a squat in a
only in the
loft,
Big Apple. Yeah, and she's like putting her feet all over the table.
That is not my girlfriend. like he put that up as a disclaimer.
Maybe it is his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a hoax. Either way.
I guess really, it could be, but...
really creepy fucking footage.
All right, so Nick, what'd you think of that video?
Really creepy.
Really creepy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she, it was definitely got that, like, Grudge, the Ring kind of thing going on. Skeptical as usual about it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, do you think it's real?
No. But it's still creepy footage.
I kind of don't think it's real either.
Reason being is because, so the guy goes, here's the video, blah, blah, blah. Then she's been arrested. Well, what's her name? What was the court date like? What was her reason? That's all public knowledge. That's all stuff you can easily find. Mm-hmm. There would be a court date. There would be all kinds of other stuff. And because it's like, well, who was she? Well, I don't know. It's like, well, that didn't really happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I kind of do think that too, now that you're saying that, you know. And
either
that
way,
guy, that guy's like an actor. Creepy as shit. Yeah.
No, he's an actor.
He's supposed to be an actor or something like that. But I was, either way, if it's real, it's really fucked up. And if it's not real, good job.
Yeah.
Because that was good.
Creepy as shit.
It was really creepy.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's that part in the video where she's like eating out of the candy dish or something like that. And then fucking he comes out of his bedroom or whatever, and she like hides.
Books it.
Yeah. And
but like silently, like a creepy little mantis. Yeah. It scurries it's really away. Gross.
And I feel like if I had set up this camera and then I got up in the middle of the night, I feel like my first instinct would be to check the camera. I'd want to check it then. Like, I wouldn't want to wait until the morning. Like, I'd check it then. You know what I mean? Like, I'd just be too curious. Like, I don't know. And then there's, like, footage of him the next morning, like, walking around the apartment and stuff like that. Like, that would have been the first thing. Like, if not the night before when I got up to get a drink, it would have been the first thing the next morning. I would have grabbed that camera and, like, checked out that footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't know. Maybe it's not real, but it's done very well. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job, Joe Cummings, whoever you are. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's been in anything we know, like if his acting career took off
maybe
since 2009.
Maybe he's related to Alan Cummings, or is it Cumming? The actor.
Cummings or Cumming?
He was in GoldenEye. He was in Spy Kids.
Who fucking knows?
I think he was in one of the Harry Potter movies. I don't know.
Are you ready for our last story?
I am ready.
Okay. Are you sweaty?
Like, I am very sweaty.
Ready and sweaty?
I'm ready and sweaty. I feel like they're getting creepier as they go, too.
Yeah. Okay. I think so. This last story, we're heading down to South Carolina, which is probably hotter than here right now. So just be glad you're not there. Yeah. Easily. But we probably have central air. I can't talk. Whatever. Anyway. So September of 2012. 44-year-old Tracy was a single mother of five living in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Her children ranged in age from 3 to 20, and all of them lived under the same roof.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. One day, Tracy started hearing noises coming from the attic and thought someone had broken in. The family lived in a bad part of town, and so Tracy was always mindful of locking the windows and doors in the house. When she found no evidence of a break-in, she thought she was just hearing things and dismissed it. For the next several days, Tracy continued to hear odd noises coming from the attic. Now it seemed as if the noises were moving from one end of the house to the other. She asked her kids if they had been playing around in the attic, but the kids denied it. She assumed maybe it was an animal, a raccoon or a possum or something, and that she'd eventually have to call animal control to come take a look. On a seemingly normal Saturday night, around 2:30 a.m., Tracy was in her bedroom when she was awakened by a creaking noise in the ceiling, followed by bumping sounds on her bedroom floor. She looked down and saw that nails had been falling down from the ceiling boards. She knew this was not the doings of animals. Could it be a poltergeist? Some poltergeist-ass shit.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume, I feel like. I don't know. Too scared to go check it out for herself, Tracy tried her best to go back to sleep. The next day, Tracy told her nephew and two older sons about what had happened the night before and asked if they could check out the attic for her. The three men went up to the attic and knew immediately something wasn't right. For starters, they were met with a strong, foul odor and noticed garbage was thrown all around the floor. As soon as they started exploring the attic, they saw a body of a man lying in a heap of old jackets tucked inside a heating unit. As they approached it, the man woke up and stared right at them. He had apparently been sleeping.
Where was this? In a heating unit?
In a heating unit in the attic. So if you have like central heat in there.
Oh, okay.
It was in the ceiling, and he was sleeping in the heating unit.
Oh, is it like that big register box or?
Yeah, in the attic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like next to it or inside of it?
Inside of it.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know how, but apparently he was inside of it, and he had made like this little nest out of jackets, like old jackets, and he was sleeping inside of it. It's gross, right?
It's really creepy. Mm-hmm.
This gets worse. For a few seconds, everyone stood frozen in fear. Then the man jumped up and sprinted by the young men, passing Tracy on the stairs leading down from the attic. The family immediately called police, but by the time they had arrived, the intruder was gone. However, Tracy had gotten a glimpse of the man's face and realized she knew him. The man was actually Tracy's ex-boyfriend, who she had broken up with 12 years prior.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really creepy.
That's really creepy, right?
Let it go, bro.
Oh, it gets worse. The two had dated for a short time, but the man had a criminal history, so Tracy decided to break up with him. The man tried several times to get back with her, even writing her from prison over the years, trying to convince her that he'd change. He was kind of in and out in prison, mm-hmm. out of prison over the next like 12 years since they'd been separated. Tracy had heard her ex had recently moved to Charlotte, but just assumed that this was just a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Little did she know, he had moved into her attic.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Police guessed that the man had been living in the attic for several weeks, sleeping in the heating unit where he had made a sort of nest for himself out of Tracy's old jackets. He had been
out of her old jackets? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's even creepier.
Mm-hmm. He had been urinating and defecating in plastic cups, which was the source of the nasty odor. They had found like all these like, it was like these like fast food or like 7-Eleven type cups, mm-hmm. like all around the attic. And he was just like pissing and shitting in them and just like leaving them around everywhere.
Jesus.
And it just, yeah, it was really fucking gross. Perhaps the most disturbing discovery the police made was that the man had apparently reconfigured the air vents in the ceiling so that he could spy on Tracy while she was in her bedroom.
Gross.
Yes, and that's so gross.
That's like wicked stalker. That's like definition stalker shit.
Isn't that so gross?
Yeah.
Tracy had no idea how the man could have gotten into the attic in the first place. The only way into the attic was inside the house, between two of the children's bedrooms. But they don't know how or when he had broken in. The man's identity is known, but he has never been caught, even to this day.
So they didn't get back together?
No, it was not a happily ever after.
No.
Unfortunately. Mm. No.
That guy needs to move on.
I know, he kind of does. He needs to... That's so creepy. Oh my God, I can't even imagine that. Like, imagine finding out... I mean, any of these stories. I mean, the middle one is... The second story is kind of questionable, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the first one, I think definitely happened. This one definitely happened.
How they? Well, he already has a criminal record and he's been out of prison. She had positive ID'd him. They can find him.
I mean, yeah, he could just be on the run or change his name or change his, you know, appearance or whatever. I mean, I guess he's described as being like an average height black man in his early or mid 40s or something like that, or something like that, you know, but
weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I tried to find out if he had been caught, and so far as I could tell, he had never been caught.
Interesting.
Maybe he moved back into her attic.
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe she's just, between all those freaking kids she has, she's just really oblivious to what's going on.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like realistically, again, you know, I feel like I can kind of distinguish between an animal noise and a human noise, like actual footsteps. Like if I was hearing footsteps in my kitchen or something at night, I would know it was a person. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I would know that's not a cat.
Mm-hmm.
If I heard a window shattering or, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I wouldn't dismiss footsteps as my imagination, especially in the first one. I'm not trying to shame this girl or anything, but I feel like especially in the first one, if you know it's an attic and you hear footsteps up there in the middle of the night when no one's supposed to be up there. I mean, that was on the first night that she was there.
Yeah.
I would have like called my landlord and been like, actually, I'm going to need my security deposit back. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy, right?
That's really creepy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that first girl, Amber Dawn, too, she had mentioned the next apartment that she had moved into. She told the landlord, she was like, I want all new locks for the doors. Because she had said, oh, he could have, like, had a key and then, like, they never changed the locks or something like that at that old place. So she's like, I want all new locks for the doors. And that fucking trapdoor thing that leads to the attic, I want a fucking padlock on it.
Yeah, seriously.
And, like, throw out the key. Like, no one's fucking living
also,
in here.
I love that name, Amber Dawn. She sounds like a Bond villain. Like a Bond girl, doesn't she? Amber Dawn. I like that.
Yeah, but my only issue with her, if you guys do listen to the Criminal podcast with her, I think the episode is called Bump in the Night. It's a really creepy episode, but she has that thing with her voice where she like talks like this.
Oh, everything, like, everything's a question?
No, she does that thing with her voice.
Oh, the vocal fry?
Vocal fry, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand the vocal fry.
I can't stand that either.
It was kind of hard for me to listen to the episode because she did the vocal fry thing.
It's pretentious. I don't like when people do vocal fry.
It just kind of sounds like you're sick.
You ever talk to a guy who's like, yeah, man, I do this, do that. Like that kind of thing. And when girls...
You ever talk to a person that like needs to clear their throat really bad and they just won't clear their throat?
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, oh, like, and you're like, hit.
Right.
I'm like going, and they're just not getting it. It's like, you're driving me crazy.
That, yeah.
Take a sip of water, like do something.
Yeah. The people who, need to clear their throat, but don't just keep talking through it. But that's number two. But number one, most annoying thing is the people who excessively use vocal fry. That is the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Huge turn off. Yes. Hate it. Huge turn off. Hate it.
Yeah, we're very much
Marilyn Manson used to always do that interviews back in the day. And it was like, I don't like Marilyn Manson. Never really have. And it was just like, wow.
Imagine if Marilyn Manson was living in your house. I'm going to give you a scenario
right now.
They'd
probably kick his ass.
Yeah.
He's probably, a rich Hollywood.
He probably weighs like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
He probably would be hard to beat up.
I ain't afraid of no Marilyn Manson.
But imagine like a mid-2000s full makeup Marilyn Manson is living in your closet. And there's like a little like cubby in your closet that you didn't know about. And you keep hearing these noises in the night. And your cats keep meowing at the door. And then all of a sudden one night you open the door and Marilyn Manson's in there full makeup. What would you do?
I mean, he's pretty cool in the mid-2000s when I was a kid. So I'd be like, look, I have your autograph.
He's got his one black and one white contact lens in with his white face.
It's kind of funny with all that shit that came about with him recently. It's like, God, our parents were right. Marilyn Manson really is evil.
What happened?
You didn't hear about all that?
No. I remember when there was a rumor going around that he had a rib removed on each side so he could suck his own dick.
Oh, that was years ago.
Is that a rumor?
That was
that
a rumor. That went around when I was a kid. No, you didn't hear about the stuff with all these women coming for like sexual abuse and things like that. And he was doing like all this horrible stuff to these like young girls.
Ew, no, yeah. I didn't know that.
And then it was like people were like, wow, damn, our parents were right. Because when I was a kid, I was like, oh, Marilyn Manson's evil. He's bad. And we're like, oh, it's just entertainment. And we're like, oh, damn, mom and dad were right. Marilyn Manson's a piece of shit.
Whoops. I never got into Marilyn Manson. Yeah, my friend Jesse was like super into Marilyn Manson. I just didn't get it. If Jesse's listening, hi, Jesse Campbell. I love you.
See, I always like Rob Zombie because he was more funny about it. Like he was a little bit more B-movie.
Oh my God, imagine if Rob Zombie was in your closet.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, party with the guy. I'd be like, let's have a beer.
I want to ask you a question real quick. If who would be the scariest real life person if you were to open up the closet door?
Alive or dead? Or any, either.
Either.
Either the scariest person to open.
Yeah, if you were going to find somebody living in your house, you hear bumps in the night, and then finally like, I think there's someone living in my house. You open up the closet one day, who would be behind the door?
You know, I don't want to even say Charles Manson because it's like really, he's...
It doesn't have to be a serial killer.
I know, but I mean, those are the scariest people. I mean, maybe like Gacy in full clown makeup.
Mm.
Gacy would be a big one. I wouldn't want to run into that guy.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, really, honestly, anybody like that.
That would be pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, maybe like a fictional, like if there's a fictional character, this creeps me out. Probably like Pennywise.
Tim Curry Pennywise or Bill Skarsgård Pennywise?
Honestly, Bill Skarsgård Pennywise, I thought was a little creepier.
Yeah, he's creepy, he does the eyeball thing.
Yeah, Tim Curry, I mean, I'll never deny that movie and that role that he did and how good it was. I mean, that was like my childhood was that movie. I love that movie. I was a kid, scare the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you watch it now, it is a little hokey. You know, it's a little dated, but...
I think if I found someone living in my closet, I opened the door, my biggest fear would be... I'll give you two, because you gave me two. Mine would be Gilbert Gottfried... And the clown from Brave Little Toaster.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, I changed my mind. Clown from Brave Little Toaster. That was traumatizing. Mm-hmm. And why Gilbert Gottfried? Just hiding in your.
He freaks me out.
Really?
His face scares me.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I like him, but I don't want to see him.
He's hilarious.
He does that squinting thing, and it scares me. Yeah, I don't like that. Stop.
I think Gilbert Godfrey, like, because I've seen him live a whole bunch of times. I love his stand-up. I think you would think it's hilarious if he hid in someone's closet and just popped out and, boo, I'm Gilbert Godfrey. I can't do the voice at all, but I think he would love that.
That would scare the shit out of me, and I would probably move across the country.
So he's on Cameo. You can book a Cameo thing with Gilbert Godfrey, and he can either do it as Gilbert Godfrey or, was it Dracula Godfrey? Is this Gilbert Godfrey dressed as Dracula?
It's hilarious. I think that would probably be one of the most terrifying things.
I can literally, for like not a lot of money, get him to call you for through Cameo dressed as Dracula.
Is it a video?
Yeah, it's a Cameo thing. You know the app Cameo? This isn't a plug, by the way. But you know that app Cameo where it's like...
We are not sponsored by Cameo.
You pay like a celebrity money and they'll do like a personalized message. Uh-huh. So you can either get Gilbert Godfrey normal or Gilbert Godfrey dressed as Dracula.
I don't want either.
It's so random.
I don't want either, so no. Please don't buy me that. Don't waste
your money. We're going to see him live next time he comes around.
Maybe.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, if you guys want, you can let us know who you wouldn't want to find in your closet, because I think that's a good, really creepy thing to think about. Yeah. It's really yucky. So you can send us a message on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at creepyourheartout_pod, at Twitter at creepyho_pod, or you can send us a Gmail at creepyourheartoutpod@gmail.com. And if you're listening anywhere where you can leave us a rating, please give us a 5-star rating if you are enjoying the show. We got our first 1-star review Woo-hoo! The other day.
That's so you know you've made it these days when you get that review.
And I want to say, it bothered me for a second because I saw it when I was on my way to work and I was like, oh man. But then they also didn't write a review. They just left the 1-star and I was like,
yeah,
you fucking pussy. You couldn't even like tell me why you didn't like it. I mean. Yeah.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
I guess so.
I feel like we should be proud of it because you know what? You look up some of your favorite restaurants, your favorite podcasts, favorite shows. There's always some guy who leaves a 1-star. So that's so you know if someone went out of their way to leave a 1-star review, you're doing something right because they went out of their way to at least acknowledge something.
And some of my favorite podcasts, like I love Morbid, I love Sinisterhood, I love That Spooky. Those are my top three true crime podcasts. I love those guys. And I've like looked at their reviews sometimes and I'm just like, the people that leave the bad reviews, they're like, oh, I don't like the banter. And it's like the banter is some of my favorite parts because it's so funny. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's hilarious. So whatever. If you don't like it, hey, go somewhere else. Whatever. But exactly. We like it and we think it's fun. So if you like it too, go ahead and leave us a review. You know, let us know if you like the podcast. Also, spread the word. Share with your friends. Give it to somebody else who you think might like the podcast.
I think we'd be open to polite, constructive criticism. You know? Absolutely. We're both new at this. We're both new at the whole podcast thing in general. So
we have a baby podcast right now. We're still learning the ropes. Yeah. You know, we're still learning how to banter correctly. I'm still learning how to do correct research and, you know, time everything right and all that stuff. So, you know, if there's anything that you like or constructive like,
criticism,
you know,
is welcome.
Send it right to me. You can send it on Gmail, Twitter, or Instagram and let us know, you know. And if you do like the show, again, leave us a review. That let someone know that you like the podcast.
Yeah.
So we will see you next week for another full length episode. Bye, creepies.
Creep you later.